President Joe Biden's new mandates require federal workers be vaccinated or submit to a host of restrictions, from mask wearing to limited travel. And he says they apply to contractors, too.
Every federal government employee will be asked to attest to their vaccination status. Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID, socially distance, and generally will not be allowed to travel for work. Likewise, today, I'm directing my administration to take steps to apply similar standards to all federal contractors. If you want to do business with the federal government, get your workers vaccinated.
He's also directing the Pentagon to begin a process to add COVID-19 shots to a list of required vaccinations for military personnel. An estimated 2.7 million civilians were employed by the federal government last year, with some of the most significant numbers in Republican-led southern states like Texas and Florida, where substantial vaccine resistance remains. Biden's announcement comes as COVID-19 infections are on the rise across the country, largely in unvaccinated people who have caught the Delta variant. Biden's now calling it a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We are not fully out of the woods yet, because what is happening in America right now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Let me say that again. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. There are about 90 million Americans who are eligible to get the shot, but haven't gotten it yet. Nearly all of the cases, hospitalizations, and deaths due to COVID-19 today are from unvaccinated people. This is an American tragedy.
According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. recorded more than 68,700 new COVID-19 infections in the last 24 hours and 387 new deaths. A survey from the Kansas Hospital Association says four times as many patients with COVID-19 infections were hospitalized this week than 1 month ago. That's 399 hospitalizations, up from 99 in June. In Missouri, 47% of the population has received at least one vaccine. More than a dozen patients with COVID-19 have died there. And eight fully vaccinated patients who caught COVID-19 also died. Most were elderly with other serious health conditions. California saw an increase of 7,600 new infections in the last 24 hours. President Biden is encouraging people to get vaccinated before they regret not doing so.
You'll see stories about unvaccinated patients in hospitals. As they're lying in bed dying from COVID-19, they're asking, "Doc, can I get the vaccine?" And the doctors have to say, "Sorry, it's too late. Right now, too many people are dying, or watching someone they love dying and saying, if I just got vaccinated, if I just," it's heartbreaking. And it's complicated even more because it's preventable. But I want you to know that I'm going to continue to do everything I can to encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated.
Biden's encouraging state and local governments to offer $100 rewards for vaccinations that can be paid for through COVID-19 relief dollars. Shortly after his announcement, the governors of Minnesota and Ohio say they'll offer $100 incentives to residents who get COVID-19 vaccinations. Biden's also pledging to reimburse small to medium-sized businesses who give their workers paid time off to get a vaccine, and to help a relative, like an elder or a minor, get vaccinated, too. About 60% of American adults have been fully vaccinated in the U.S. The president has set a July 4th goal to get at least one shot in 70% of all adults. He still hasn't made the mark. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.